Hi, I'm Scott Hanselman, and it's Azure Friday. We're talking Azure websites, and now we've got Daria Gregoriou. How are you?
Good, how are you?
Thanks for coming.
Thank you.
So you have a new feature for me today.
Yes. We're actually talking about a sub-feature. RBAC, or Role-Based Access Control for Azure, is a great over-encompassing feature that includes websites. The small piece that we're talking about today is the publishing experience. Mm. RBAC can actually benefit customers when using publishing credentials for Azure websites, mm-hmm. because it makes it so much easier to attribute contributions. And of course, it has the general benefits of RBAC, which are easy granting and revoking of access.
Yeah, I've had to give my publishing credentials to people before because there wasn't a way to do this.
And now you could publish as yourself. Mm. Actually, we support two types of credentials for Azure websites. We support the website level credentials, which are the publish profile type of credentials, mm-hmm. and the ones that you just mentioned, which are the user level credentials. Mm-hmm. And those are the ones where you could set them across your subscription. Mm-hmm. So to illustrate this, we have a small example where we can look at both perspectives, the perspective of the site owner mm-hmm. granting access to a contributor, and the perspective of the contributor that is now able to publish with their own credentials.
Okay.
So what I have here is just an empty site, basically, that I've already created, and I have logged in as the site owner. You can see that here in the roles, and I would like to add a contributor to this.
Is this roles automatically like this? Does everyone have this in their website ready to go? I didn't have to change my website to have this feature?
No, these are actually predefined roles for Azure. Mm-hmm. So we have owner, contributor, and reader.
Okay.
I'm just going to look up the user that I would like to grant access to.
And is this coming from my Active Directory?
Actually, if you don't already have this in the Active Directory, and you're using an external account, a guest entry will be created. Mm-hmm.
So I can put the live accounts of the people that I want to have access to my website.
Yes.
Cool.
So now we've already given access to this user, and we're going to switch perspectives here and see if we log in, are we able to access this website?
Mm-hmm. And in the past, I've given access to my entire subscription, which is a much, you know, it's a giving them the keys to the entire castle. This is much more granular. Just seeing the website, correct?
Because I chose it to be that way, but it's possible to select a scope for access. Hmm. So going back to our example, we are going to try and see if we're now able to access this website. Mm-hmm. And it looks like it's loading. So what we're going to do is we're going to set or reset deployment credentials. And we are going to attempt a small publish operation with that. So we can navigate here.
So I set the deployment credentials from the account that wants the access. I would not set it from the account that granted, the one a moment ago that gave you access to this. They can't set my credentials. I set them myself.
Yes, you would set them yourself.
Okay.
So now we're saved.
All right. And this gets me have both Git and FTP access. So any way I want to deploy,
yes.
I can do that now.
And you can see that we have some active deployments here, and they're each attributed to their respective contributor.
Ah.
Now, if I want to attempt publish operation, I should probably clone the little bit of content that I have there. And for that, I need the Git URL. So I'm going to retrieve that under properties.
Okay. I see. So now you're using your new credentials.
Yes, I'm using my new credentials, and actually you can see that right in this portion.
Right, because you're test contributor 3, and I think the other one was like number 7 or something.
2.
2.
Yep.
Okay.
And here, I'm also going to make sure I'm ready to publish.
Right, so then you add your Git remote.
Yes, if I only would start by accessing my repo.
Oh, right. You do your add remote from your Git repo. All right.
And now, let's see what I have here. I could probably start by doing just the very beginning of social media integration.
All right.
So I'm going to commit the change.
Yeah, so for basic websites like this, where I want someone to have access, I can think of a number of different small open source projects that I work on that I'd love to be able to give people access to. And in some cases, like I said, I've given them access to the whole subscription. I may go and revoke that and then use this instead. It gives me much more granular access.
That would be actually very nice, and then you can see all of their contributions.
Yeah, even more. It's a very good point, because when they push with me, it looks like it's all from Scott, which does make it difficult to roll their things back.
So now we're publishing, and you can see that I managed to authenticate as this contributor.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see if this worked.
And then you get Facebook.
And then one more thing that mm-hmm. we can do is go back to the deployment history here and make sure that we have this contribution represented, and there it is.
Yeah, so we've got test contributor 2 and then our new contributor. And again, they can only see this website, not all the other websites that I manage.
Yes, exactly, because that's how I chose to give control. I gave it per resource.
And what were the three different roles?
They are owner, contributor, and reader. At least this is the current state of our back across Azure.
Mm-hmm.
And one more interesting thing to note is that with these credentials for websites specifically, you can access all of the resources under the SCM management entry point for your website.
And the Kudu site.
Yes. And actually, you can do interesting things because, for example, you can now use extensions like Visual Studio Online if you would like to have such an experience.
Ah, okay. So by giving someone access, contributor access, they can now go into Kudu, they can debug, they can look at logs, they can go to Visual Studio Online, make small changes.
Yes.
Very cool. We're learning all about RBAC and role-based security in Azure websites here on Azure Friday.